where you stand.
So that's like a, what would you call something larger than a patch?
Well, we might speak about the acreage.
Or a big, you wouldn't plant, like you wouldn't plant corn necessarily in a patch. You might plant that out in a
field.
Yeah. So that's very interesting, though. The difference between a patch and a field, then, is just by the size of your farm.
Yeah.
I see. That's good. That's a very good distinction. Now, what did you have going around the to keep the stock out of the field?
Fences.
Now, what kinds of different fences have you used?
Well, of course, in my early days, we had the rail fence, and we had what they call a worm fence.
Uh-huh.
You see, there wasn't no post there to hold them up. They just laid on, you know, and give them enough angle.
Uh-huh.
And then they finally then got some wire, and they'd wire these rails up.
Uh-huh.
Then my brother and I, we'd read about Abraham Lincoln, you know, making rails.
Uh-huh.
We told our father, we wanted to make some rails. Well,
uh-huh.
I said, go make them.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have a pick. We got all one of the... It just wouldn't split. We finally got him in a half,
uh-huh.
and then got him quartered,
yeah.
and we quit.
You just cut one tree, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. One log was enough, huh? That's good. Now, the kinds of, you mentioned, now the kind of fence right here across the road is a...
Wire fence,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Now, what different kinds of those are there?
Well, it's barbed wire and it's smooth wire. And then there's woven wire fence.
Now what about these little fences that are made of wood that you see around gardens to keep chickens out and small animals?
The palings, well, we used to call them paling fence.
Now could that be peaked or not peaked? Would it be the same if it was flat on the top?
Well, a chicken could fly up there, but it is peaked. You can't light on that hardly.
Uh-huh, I see. Or now, and what if the boards are flat together? You know, they're just flush. You can't see through there at all. No light comes through. Would you call that a special kind of a fence?
You mean one you buy or something? Or wooden?
Or maybe you could build it yourself and put it up in panels.
Uh-huh. Well, we always had a paling fence around our vegetable garden to keep the chickens out, you
yeah.
see. And we call them palings. I don't know.
Now, you talk about this thing you have to sink in the ground when you're putting up a...
Post, a cone, I mean...
Yeah. Now, how many of these would you put up maybe on a, say, on a, oh, 30 feet of you put up about 30 feet of wire or something like that?
Well, you mean post in
yeah.
the ground?
Yeah.
Well, the way we build wire fence nowadays, we put them about 12 feet apart.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, they could be farther apart,
uh-huh.
but.
And when you were putting up a fence, how many of those would you take along with you at a time? Would you take them with a wagon?
Which the pole?
Yeah.
Well, we generally erected our post and then stretched our wire later.
Uh-huh.
You see.
Now, if you're clearing stones and rock out of a field, have you ever built any kind of, or seen built around here any kind of fences or walls made of stone or rock?
Well, now sometime in town, people go down here on Nolichucky River and get some rock to build, you know, keep town boys out of it, something other way.
What would they call a little thing like that?
Let's see. Get right now.
Yeah. Well, would it be called, which sounds more, does it sound better to call it a stone wall or a rock wall or a stone fence or a rock fence? Or?
Well, they're interchangeable, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, in going to town in the early days,